to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a cold, chilly morning in L.A., and I feel like it's chilly all around the world. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, and it's a doozy for this week. My biblical question. Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Do ya? Do ya? Do ya? Do ya? Do you understand yourself? It's a doozy. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show, but if you're busy, it's morning in some places, evening in others, late night in others, and early mornings again in other places. So you're busy. And you think, well, I can't just sit and watch it on my podcast, but I wish I could listen to it live. You can by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone, iPad, 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing. So it is Friday. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The vice president will not be there tonight.
I'm sorry.
Not happy. No, that's happening, Andrew Quinnell. So no show today.
I think that's poor, Kieran. I think that's really poor. No one's really watching. Just the entire world.
It is okay to feel sad and disappointed.
Now women are going to have to just refuse to participate. Stop having sex with men. Divorce your husband.
I am going to be promoting the 4B movement.
Folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now.
Stop.
I get it.
I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have.
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps.
And you are out of here.
See, that's why I'm recording. Because the cops ain't gonna believe this shit.
Forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
What a mess. What a mess. What a great video. Thank you, Anchor Baby. That was put together by the one, the only, Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Check him out. An expert on the JLP show as well. What a mess. This reaction to the Great White Hope winning and becoming the greatest president ever once again in America. Everybody should be thankful, but they're not. But the reaction to it is mind-blowing. What a spiritual battle, right? I was thinking, reflecting this morning about the reaction that we see happening in America today to the fact that Donald Trump became the next president, re-elected in an amazing way, right? But I was thinking that for 4 years, the liberal Democratic Party, along with the liberal media and others, they had a hootenanny of a time not doing anything for America. Zero. Literally everything they did was to destroy America and take control of the people, the American people. And they just went haywire with that fake power that they thought they had. Because human power is fake power. But they had, I mean, I was trying to reflect to think, was there anything, one thing good that they did for America? I could not come up with one. They divided the races. They hated on men. They did everything they could to destroy men, especially white men. And by the way, happy White History Month. But everything they could to destroy men, July just feels white. And they refused for 1 minute to shut down the border and stop illegal aliens from coming in spite of the crime and the drugs and the American people being attacked, and they were in some cases taking over apartment buildings and all that. They did nothing to stop that. And then the violent crime of letting the inmates out of prisons and the social programs they started. And they want to take away your gas stove and your gas cars. And if you reflect, and I remember they were giving all this money to Ukraine. And the American people were saying, we need help. Help. We need the money. Shut down the borders. Do something. They ignored it. They didn't care. They totally ignored. They went insane with the control that they had over the American people. For 4 years, starting out on day one, when they decided not to drill. And when they decided they were not going to close the borders. Food prices went up. They didn't care. Smash and grab. I remember that radical group that's worse than the KKK, Black Lives Matter, destroyed statues and monuments and burned down buildings and attack everybody. And the people just didn't care. Their so-called leadership didn't care. They just didn't care. For 4 years, they literally said to American people, they gave you the finger. It was mind-blowing to see it. And they thought that the American people didn't care, didn't pay attention, even though the American people cried for help. Taxes through the roof. And now they're upset that you were paying attention because they came back with this empty shell and she was telling us, all that's fine. I love you. Oh, let's get over. We're going to make it better. Whatever she was saying. And they thought that the American people were going to fall for that. It is mind-blowing to see that. And now that they have lost, they can't handle it. It's like in a marriage when the man or the woman cannot control either one anymore. The woman can't control the man or the man cannot control the woman. They go crazy. They have a fit. And it's because they have lost control over you. Not because they love you. Not because they tried to make it work, which you should never do anyway. But it's because they lose the control. And that's what's happening with these people. I want to show you the women politicians' reaction to President-elect Trump. It is interesting. Watch this from News Nation journalist anchor Chris Cuomo. Shut down Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, with the low IQ, remember her? Shut down Maxine Waters' attempt to blame racism for Camilla crushing defeat. Watch this from X.
What is the lesson that your party should have learned?
Well, the Democratic Party worked very hard. And they raised, you know, substantial sum of money. We had great candidates. And so Trump had a following, basically generally led by whites. White males voted in big numbers. He had a few from the other race groups that joined in, like the Latinos at 45%, and black men at about the same rate that they did when they voted for him before, at about 20%, that combination won. And so it is not that Democrats did not work hard, did not do a great job. We had an unusual situation where we had a black woman, which this country has never seen before. A combination of all of those things led to his win.
I will not push back on the idea that race and sex matter in American politics. I think they do. I don't know that it was the controlling variable, and you don't suggest otherwise. To me, it seemed to be that the Democrats thought Trump stinks is enough. And Senator Bernie Sanders said something that reminded me of you, which is why I wanted you on the show tonight, Maxine, which is Democratic Party used to be, we are all about doing for working people. That's what we do. That's what Mario Cuomo's party, that's what Maxine Waters' party was. You are now seen as not that, even by Bernie Sanders.
Amazing. Maxine Waters still want to believe it was racism, sexism, and all that isms, right? It wasn't isms. Maxine Waters can't see beyond her insane mind. Her insanity, she can't see beyond that. And she doesn't want to. She is satisfied in her hell. And white men, if she's right, and it seems as though she is, that white men stepped up to the plate, see what will happen if you stand up for your country? and not be afraid of the name calling and stand up for your country. You can save your country. If it wasn't for white men, there would be no America. So you can save your country. And Maxine Waters just proved it. Y'all stepped up to the plate. And white women stepped up too. White women, white people say, you know what? No. No, 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 no. We have allowed too much to happen in this country. DEI, meaning that blacks and so-called normal, other people don't have to be qualified. But I think it's only the blacks that don't have to be qualified. But white people stood up for their country, and look what happened. And Maxine Waters cannot handle it. These people prove in 4 years the so-called liberal media and the Democratic Party, right-o Republicans, they showed you they don't care about you. We have so many social program entitlements in our country today, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. Here's another example from my ex. Trump's lawyer, Mike Davis, issued dark warning to New York AG Latifah James. What's this?
Let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump in his second term. Because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time, and we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights, and I promise you that. So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again.
Wow. He said you're fat A. Big Tish. Your fat A. Making America great again. The wife said, no, we let you in our country, and this is how you give us thanks for it? You show your appreciation by trashing the country. I mean, just dump it on it. Man, I love the way that man dealt with the warning he sent out to Letitia James, the so-called Attorney General of New York. She's a nasty woman. A nasty, evil one. Now do you see why the black men men and the children are so weak and angry. They have mothers like this. Out of control, passing their evil down to the children, attacking the black men because they've already been screwed up by their mothers. And then you put these so-called women in power, and this is what you get. Because you listen, you suffer. Big Tish. That was amazing. And another quick one is from that. I don't even know why anybody in New York voted for this woman. It's mind-blowing. This so-called Representative Alexandria Cortez responds to Trump winning the presidential election. Watch this from X.
We are about to enter a political period that will have consequences for the rest of our lives. We cannot give up. We now find ourselves in a time in history that has precedent, and we find ourselves, I believe, in a time where there are, let's say, peers in history of mass movements of people that mobilize to protect one another in times of fascism and authoritarianism. And this is the era that we are poised to enter. Donald Trump has talked about turning the military on U.S. citizens that he deems his domestic political enemies. Authoritarians and people that he affiliates closely with and strongmen abroad, in regimes like that, it is not uncommon to jail political dissidents or legislative opponents. This is the world that we very realistically may be entering.
So what she's telling you is what they tried to do to Trump and what they tried to do to anyone that disagreed with them. They're really talking about themselves. They really are. That's why they're talking about what they did to America the last 4 years. The last 4 years. And all of a sudden, it's all over. It's over. It's all over but the shouting. The fat lady has presented her song. Amazing. It's interesting to see how lost people of the world are. Lost. These people did just think about what they did to one man, Donald Trump. They even tried, this man was, they were trying to kill Donald Trump. That was an assassination attempt twice, where one they prevented from happening before it took off, but they tried to do everything they could to stop this man. And white men, any man really, but white men, imagine what it would be if you just stood up for your country and give the finger to the world and stand up for your country anyway. See, they can't stop you if you don't have the fear. Fear is your enemy. Fear controls you, and is in you. Amazing. There's this one guy who is hoping that his illegal mother-in-law, doesn't get deported. In this video, a sarcastic and upset man hoped that his mother-in-law, who entered the country illegally, doesn't get deported. Watch this from X.
Donald Trump won, and I am very, very afraid that he might deport my mother-in-law. She entered illegally to the country, and she lives in a street 4, number 47, apartment D, New York. I am very, very concerned. That's right behind the green apartment. Yeah. I have nothing bad happened to her. The gate is always open. You don't have any dogs either. It's street 4. Number 47, apartment D.
So he's afraid that his mother-in-law may get deported, and he's telling exactly where she lives, the apartment number, the gates are always open, and no dogs. Oh, God. That is too funny. I'm afraid she's going to get deported, and she lives on Street D, apartment F, right down the street. The gates are always open in the back, the green apartment building. Oh, I know you're making a joke, but that's what you see the Democrats doing right now. They're acting out. That is too funny. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Let me go to Massachusetts and talk to Patrick. Patrick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Good morning to everybody there. Joel, Hake, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right, my brother. So today I want to talk about marriage. So I'm very young, man. I'm 20 years old, right? And I've been a beta male since I was born, man. My father was a beta male. My brother is a gay beta male, you know? So I don't want that for me no more. I want to be alpha, you know? So here's the thing, man. When I was 19 years old, I was struggling a little bit. And I was living in a car, you know, and I had no house or anything. And I was talking to this girl, and she didn't mind me having a bad time, you know, having no money or anything. And she was helping me out. She, you know, her mom had a room, and I used to take a shower on her house and everything. I know that's a beta male thing, but it was the time, you know. And they helped me a lot through that time when I was 19. I was getting my money and everything. And when I got a good job, I started doing better. I try to help them the same way they helped me. So I got a house for everybody. I rent an apartment. I put the most money down. And I brought in my girl, her mom, and her son. And, you know, I didn't know you by then. And after that, I started listening to you, started listening to your message, and everything you said was clicking. Everything you said, I was seeing that it was the truth. And I was living with this girl and her mom, and I was not married to her. So I went to my girl. I told her, you know, I want to do the right thing, and I'm not having sex with you until we get married. And I told her that. And we were for months without having no sex, and we got married. And, you know, and I thought after that things were going to get better, but they did not get better. And I'm still living in the same house with her mom and her son, and I don't want that for me anymore, you know? And I'm thinking about moving out. I already told her I don't want to be here no more. I want to move out. If you want to go with me, you go with me. And my question for you is that they really helped me when I was needing help. And I try to do the same thing. I try to help them because they're illegal immigrants. You know, they came illegally to the country. And here in Massachusetts, it's like very easy to get documents. If you come illegally, you apply, and it's like very easy. And even though it's very easy, they lied so much over there on the thing, and they still reject the documents, you know. So they're not getting documents. Her mom is like getting a deportation letter very soon. And my question for you is, man, like, should I keep with this girl? I'm married to her. You know, she cooks, she cleans, she does her woman things. You know, she stays on the house. I work every day, come home, everything is clean, all the food is cooked. And I want to know if, man, should I get another house for us, live, and continue doing what I'm doing, taking care of her and live my life with her.
And so you said her mother and the mother's son are living with you guys?
Yes, her mother and her son.
And how old is the son?
The son of her mother is about 10 years old.
And is this house belong to you and your wife?
We didn't buy the house. We're renting an apartment.
Right. But it belongs to you and your wife, right? You guys are renting.
Exactly. Yeah. It's on my name. But
so why don't you put the mother-in-law and her son out?
That's what I'm telling you, because the same way they helped me, they let me sleep. They let me take a shower on their house when I had no house. I was trying to help them out because they struggled. She has no man and she struggles. You know,
where's her house? Where's the place she was living when you were living with them?
She was living in a room. She was renting a room.
So
with
why don't
other
you
other men?
Oh, hold on. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. All right.
All right. No problem.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say.
So listen up. The great white hope is taking office. And a golden era is coming. And y'all know how the great white hope love go. Have you seen this hotel? Up there, it's a building up there in, not hotel, but building up there in New York. Gold everywhere. The great white hope. Love gold, right? Well, you have a chance, too. You got a chance to start investing in you. So here's what I recommend. And check it out. Let me know how it goes, but check it out. Check out Gold Co. and my special promo. My special promo. The qualified account receiver get an instant match. Right away. When I say instant, right away. Once you qualify, you get instant match and bonus silver. All right? So I highly recommend you visit jessielovesgold.com, jessielovesgold.com, or call 855-344-GOLD. That's 855-344-GOLD. Invest in you. And nothing like investing in you. If the great white hope love goes, why don't you? You can't go wrong. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Thank you. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-7753-773. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake. If you have not seen the Hake Report, you're missing it. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And a brand new episode of The Fallen State today at 12 noon Pacific time. Interesting talk with Angela Stanton King, and she is an author, TV personality, and the founder of the nonprofit organization Auntie Angie's House. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The great white hope, pardon you.
The racist. Pardon an old poor little black woman like me. I had to realize that this man had the key. And if I could just step out of my emotions for a moment, maybe God would touch his heart.
Do you have anger?
I'm not angry right now. You could make me angry, though. These soft, what would Jesus do, turn-of-cheek Christians, that's over with. Like, we out here really slaying demons right now. I'm really just waiting on God to just hit the button and just blow this bitch up and just start all over again.
What the? At 12 noon Pacific time. Check it out. And support The Fallen State. TheFallenState.tv. /donate or on locals there. All right. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing. Last night we had our monthly men's forum. The monthly men forum, right? The first Thursday of every month. I can't. There are no words to express how deep it was. There's one word that I can think of right away. Amazing. It was amazing. It really was. It was so amazing. I went to bed like really late last night. I closed my eyes for a moment and the moment was gone. And I was like, what the? But it was all worth it. And those men that were there, and all you guys out there, I want to encourage you to stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I don't care how many times you go into an unconscious state, come back to present. Just come back to present, being aware. And you're right on track. I don't care how many times it takes, because you're so used to living your imagination. Just come back to present. And every human being, you can bank on this one. Every human being walking this earth have the same issue. Some situation is a little different than yours or whatever, but it's the same issue. And you don't know it because you don't see what's happening with you. If you get to know you, you're going to see what's happening with everybody, and it's going to be mind-blowing. So it was amazing last night, guys. Ladies, yours is coming up the third Thursday night of this month. Get ready. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Patrick in Massachusetts dealing with his marriage. So, Patrick, you're at one point, your girlfriend and her mother allowed you to stay with them for a minute, right?
That's right.
And then you finally got a job, got yourself together. You got an apartment. You moved out into your place with your girlfriend, and you guys got married, and you brought along your mother-in-law and her son.
Yeah, it wasn't, I didn't move in first. I just, they were struggling to move around, you know. They just got to they're immigrants, so they just got to America. They were, like, kind of struggling, and I got the place, and the same, I moved in, and they moved with us the same time we moved in, you know, because I wanted to help them out.
And then why do you want them out of there now?
I don't want them out of there, you know. I don't mind them being there. They do their thing. They don't mess with me.
And so what is it that, what are you asking me about?
Yeah. My question for you is that I'm very young, you know. I'm 20 years old, and I was listening to other videos of you, and you told a guy, you told him, you are in no place of leading your woman and being the example for your woman. And I realized that applies to me as well, you know, and I don't want to go into thoughts, you know. That's why I wanted to hear from you, because I'm not the man I'm supposed to be, you know. I have addiction to weed, I smoke. I know I'm not in a place to lead my woman, and I was just asking, if should I keep trying? Should I keep have my house, do my things with her, with my woman, get an apartment just for us, and kick her mom out, and keep trying to see if it's gonna work, or should I be on my own place and do my own thing and try to grow myself so I can be the light for in the future?
Does your wife obey you?
She does obey me.
And so she's doing everything she's supposed to be doing, right?
Yes, and I'm not.
And, oh, I see. So it's not a problem with you and your wife. It's just that you have issues in your life that you have not overcome.
I believe so. She's not, you know, she's not a good woman, because no woman is good. You know, she has anger sometimes, but the most part, man, she cleans, she cooks, she stays home. She don't, you know, what I tell her to do, she does. She obeys. But she's very jealous, you know. And I'm not, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I look at other women, too, you know.
And so why can't you stay with her and work on yourself? Just start working on yourself so you can overcome all these things. Why do you have to leave her in order to work on you?
And that's exactly what I'm struggling with, because I am trying to work on myself. I do the silent prayer every morning, every night. You know, I try to do as best as I can. I work, come home late from work, but I just feel like I'm causing her some pain, you know, by not being the light. You know, I want to be the light for her, and I'm with her right now, not doing the right thing. And that's what I'm struggling with. And I want to do the right thing.
And does she know that?
Yes, she does. I tell her every day. She doesn't speak very good English. That's why she doesn't understand you. But I tell her every day, man, you got to learn English because you got to listen to Jesse. You got to listen to his word.
But does she know that you're not doing the right thing?
She does know that I'm not doing the right thing.
And how did she find out?
She found out because I tell her every single day that I want to smoke. And she says every day as well that she doesn't want to smoke. But comes night, we smoke, you know. And some days ago, I was doing a work with on my job. And I texted the person that I was doing the car detailing. And the girl was kind of, you know, kind of like me. And I asked her for her name, and I didn't hit on her. I never cheated on my wife. Never. But we kind of talked, you know, and she saw the messages, and I know I'm wrong about that. And she's kind of mad for me. She's not talking to me for some days, you know, and I understand. I am the wrong one on this.
And how did she find out that you got this text from this woman, or you text this woman?
She went on my phone. She was, you know, went on my phone.
Why do you let her go on your phone? Why don't you lock your phone or get a code where she can't go on?
Because like I said, I was a beta male since the beginning. She always was on my phone, but right now I'm trying to get better every day. And I try to show her every day. Don't go on my phone. You don't need to be going on my phone. You don't need to.
But can't you can't you have like a secret code where she can't go on your phone?
Yes, I can. But if I do that, you're hiding something from me. And because of this thing that passes and some other things in the past too, you know, women don't get over any stuff. They don't get over anything. So she would just keep saying, oh, you're hiding something from me. You're cheating on me and all of that, you know.
But why does that matter that she said that? Let her say what she wants. And because you're working on yourself, let her say what she wants. And if she's going to go on your phone, just lock it anyway. And don't argue with her about it, but you lock it so she can't get in there.
Right. That's what I'm going to do. You got to do you, and no matter what she says.
Right. Don't argue with her.
Exactly.
Don't try to prove anything to her and let her act out. But I thought you said she obeyed you. If she obeyed you, why is she going into your phone?
Yeah, that I guess she doesn't obey me then.
That was a question.
She goes in my phone at night, you know, I come home, I'm, you know, I'm doing my things, and she's just messing on my phone over there. Sometimes I mess on her phone, not looking for messages, but sometimes she's on my phone, I'm on her phone, you know, we don't have any you know, any secrets, me and her.
And why are you on her phone?
I'm not looking for anything, not for messages or anything, you know, sometimes she's just on my phone, and I ask her, oh, let me get your phone then.
And why? Why are you doing what she does?
I'm not looking for messages or anything. You know, I'm just on YouTube or something. Like, what I was supposed to do on my phone, if she's got my phone, I get her phone. But that's completely wrong. I understand that.
And do you have children with her?
No, I don't.
Don't make any children now. Make sure you don't.
I don't want to get to that point. That's why I try to do the right thing before I involve children. I don't want to do that to my children. You know, I want to do the right thing before I get any children with this woman.
Yeah, do not make any children. Here's what I recommend for you. So, like, you and your wife are not fighting and things like that, right?
We were fighting months ago. Sometimes, we fought a lot. She used to get really angry and stuff like that. But the last fight we had, I told her, you know, I'm never going to fight with you again. I don't want to hear it. If you want to get mad, you can get mad. You can go out, do whatever you want to do. But I don't want to fight and argue with you anymore.
Good.
And so after this text that she saw, you know, she was screaming. She wasn't screaming. She was saying, why did you delete this message? I didn't delete nothing. I don't want to argue with you. I'm going to sleep. I suggest you go to sleep as well. You know, and we didn't discuss it after this happened. And she's like, we haven't talked for like 2 days, you know.
And how old is she?
She's 18 years old. She's 2 years younger than me.
Amazing. You guys are so young to be married.
And that's exactly what I'm thinking, Jesse. You know, I'm 20 years old. You know, I haven't had a life that I was out there on the road and just living by my own like a man. You know, I just got out of my mama's house and then I went to another mama. You know, and
after
everything you said, you know, and that's exactly what my father did with my mom, and I'm repeating the same process. You know, and I see this woman is not like my mom. You know, she. I guess you said she doesn't obey, but she does her part, you know. She tries. At least I can see that she tries. She want to do better, just like me. We want to work on ourselves, and we want to, you know, go back to the father. She already forgave her father. She had a real hate for her father. Her father died, but I kept telling her, you got to forgive your father. Forget about that. He couldn't help himself, and she did forgive her father. She did forgive her mother, you know. So we are trying to work on ourselves, you know. And I don't wanna like leave her and do my own thing.
Right.
And after I realized she was, maybe she was the right woman for me, you know. And that's what I'm struggling with. Should I leave the house and leave her and let her do whatever she's gotta do to survive, and I gotta do whatever I gotta do to survive, or should I keep trying with her, you know, and see if we're gonna work on ourselves and it's gonna work out? That's what I'm struggling with.
Okay, let me ask one other question then we'll move on from this. No problem. Your mother-in-law and her son is not a problem for you either. They're not interfering in your home life, right?
They're not. They live their life. They do whatever they're gonna do, you know.
Oh, okay.
I told her, don't listen to your mom.
Oh,
no,
good.
She doesn't listen to her mom anymore, you know.
So based on what you said, all right, but don't make children, all right?
Right.
No making children now. But I want to encourage you to stop trying to make the relationship work. You're not, it is abnormal to try to make a marriage work or any kind of relationship work. If it doesn't work naturally and on its own, it's not meant to be. So don't try to make it work, all right?
Yeah, that's perfect. And I heard you said that before. And when I don't, you know, we go out sometimes on the weekends, but on the weekdays, I don't really want to do nothing. And yeah. I don't want to make it work. I don't want to be going out and trying to, you know, do whatever she wants.
Yes.
I showed her that I'm not doing that. She knows I'm not doing that.
Right on.
But, you know, some weekends we go out, some days we go out.
Right.
We gotta, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
So stop trying to make your relationship work. Do the silent prayer, stay with it, and work on you. Quietly work on you. And don't tell her everything you're thinking and doing. Just quietly work on yourself.
Just work on myself.
Yeah, stop arguing with her. I'm sorry?
Yeah, she's kind of mad. She doesn't want to talk to me, so... Don't try to talk to her. Leave her on her place and keep working on myself. Keep trying to be better. That's what you're suggesting for me.
100%. If she doesn't want to talk, she's acting mad and she doesn't want to talk, fine.
Right.
And because she's only not talking because she's trying to manipulate you to get what she wants from you, to get control
of
you.
So sorry. So
don't try to make her talk. If she doesn't want to talk, fine. You still go to work, do your thing at home, whatever you're supposed to be doing, and just quietly work on you. And if she does want to do the silent prayer, it's in Spanish. We have it in Spanish, so she can listen to it in Spanish as well.
Portuguese language, but she could understand it in Spanish.
Oh, okay. And have her do that. And you would see, it would work out. Meaning that you would see the right thing to do, whether to stay or go. It'll work out on its own or it won't work out. But you need to just work on you, drop all your ideas about right or wrong, what you should or should not do, and blah, blah, blah. Just work on you and see what happens.
Perfect, perfect. And one thing that I want to get out of my head, too, because I don't want to give nothing to the thoughts, but women, they don't forgive, you know. They don't go over nothing. And
right.
I've been, you know, before I was in Facebook and I was looking at some woman on Facebook and she saw it and stuff like that. And I feel like if she ever gonna go over that, But, like, maybe, like, in 10 years, she's going to come back to this and, you know, she, oh, you did that, you did this. Should I not care about that and just work on me and forget about that? If she want to get mad, she's going to.
Absolutely. But don't take any thought about 10 years from now or tomorrow. You just deal with right now. And don't worry about what gonna happen, because what gonna happen doesn't exist. All you have is right now. So don't get into your thought, well, 10 years she's gonna bring this up or she's gonna do that. Don't worry about that. Don't even think about that at all.
Perfect. Work on myself, you know. So I'm gonna keep trying with her, just working on myself. She wanna get out the house, she can't get out the house. And just keep working on me and see if it's going to work out.
Yeah. And if she's like, oh, I'm leaving you. You cheated on me, so I'm leaving you. And blah, blah, blah. Just say, oh, okay, bye. Don't beg her to stay. Don't cry. Don't do anything. If she want to go, let her go. If you want to stay, let her stay.
Perfect, Jesse. Perfect. Yeah, man. I was really about to leave her, man. I was about to get out my own place and, you know, get out the house. And, you know, but I'm going to try to work on me and not put my eyes on her.
Right. And then never, ever, 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 ever tell any woman your weakness again. Don't tell her your weakness. Don't discuss it with her. Don't get her to smoke pot or anything. You work on you and let life happen on its own.
All right, Jesse. I'm going to try to do just that, man. I'm going to keep working on it.
And I would suggest that you put a code on your phone so she can't see inside your phone.
All right. And if she wanna get mad about that, she can get mad about it and whatever.
Let her be mad. Don't try to prove anything to her. You say you're not cheating, so don't cheat on her, but don't try to prove anything that you are cheated or not. But just quietly work on you to overcome the fallen state. And whatever will be, but you will be fine.
All right, Jesse. I appreciate for everything you said, man. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep going on it.
Yeah. I wish you well. And again, I suggest you block your phone so she cannot look at your phone. And don't be trying to look at her phone either.
Right. It don't matter. That's all jealousy and control.
Right. 100%. That's evil.
Perfect, Jesse. I appreciate you taking my call, man. You have a blessed day.
You too. I wish you well, Patrick.
I appreciate it, Jesse.
All right. 888-775-3773. I got to take a quick top of the hour news break. And when I come back, we're going straight to the phones and your super chats. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the Hake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Some serious mess going on in the world, but take heart, the right man for the job is coming into the job. This is the end of hour one already of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, November 8th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls so you can express yourself on Friday. And shout out to the men for an excellent men's forum last night. We have the Hake Report today. No Joel Friday TV. You do the math. No Joel Friday on Fridays. I mean, he's around. He's here. But he doesn't do his Joel Friday TV show yet. Okay? But we do have The Fallen State after that. And then American Anchor Baby, Nick Stream. Check it out on YouTube and Rumble and elsewhere. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, after such a divisive, they've claimed, presidential race, some of your colleagues and friends will likely share their strong reactions, so-called strong, to the outcome. So watch out. And election, the election, president-elect Donald J. Trump, our greatest, has won the battleground state of Nevada, CNN projects, bringing his electoral vote count to 301 as his team begins preparing for the transfer of power. The state had voted blue in the last two elections, allegedly. No, I believe it. In favor of Hillary Clinton. Can you believe it? And then of Joe Biden in 2020. So this marks a shift to the right, so they claim. To the so-called shift to the right. No, it's because the far left has gone extremely left because the right wing has gone to the left too. Anyway, Trump has selected his campaign manager. It has made history, guys. Susie Wiles, S-U-S-I-E. Last name Wiles, W-I-L-E-S. Nice name. To be his White House chief of staff. The first woman to hold the role. Oh, Lord. Typical Trump. He's always supporting the women. Many other senior positions to the government have been helmed by women, including almost all of the cabinet posts, unfortunately, how embarrassingly. Top judicial spots, House so-called leadership roles. No woman has ever assumed the top Pentagon position. However, all eyes are on whom Trump will choose. They say who, but it's whom Trump will choose for other key roles in the upcoming weeks. And immigration. More fake news from Commie Nonsense Network. Trump's allies and some in the private sector have been quietly preparing for a mass detention of what they call immigrants. What they really mean is illegals, different from just normal immigrants. In the United States, illegal immigrants. Trump's day one priority is to reinstate his previous administration's border policies and reverse those of crooked Joe Biden, who was a disaster, right? Shout out. Senior Trump advisor Jason Miller, told Commie Nonsense Network. Early discussions among Trump's team have also focused on removing what they call undocumented immigrants. They're quite documented. They're illegal. Who have committed crimes. That would mean they're documented as having committed crimes, right? Another key issue under consideration is how, when, and if to deport illegals who were brought to the United States as children. Commonly known as dreamers, depending on how old they are, right? So-called dreamers under evil Obama, DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals, so-called. Meanwhile, a federal judge Thursday struck down a Biden immigration policy shielding certain illegal spouses, illegal husbands, illegal wives of U.S. citizens from deportation. Based judge finally does something good, huh? Very nice. You can check, make sure you do also, guys and gals, check out Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Go check out the recent services from way back in 2010. We have archive services up there. There is a Bond Rumble channel that has clips and archive stuff. Very nice. In addition to the live streams, which are on Jesse Lee Peterson's live channel. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question this week is, do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Do ya? And if you're out and about, busy, you can podcast the show. It doesn't matter where you are and what you're doing. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, working out, no matter what, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. Whatever is on your mind, Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The vice president will not be there tonight.
I'm sorry.
Happening Andrew Quinnell, so show today.
I think that's poor, Kieran. I think that's really poor. No one's really watching, just the entire world.
It is okay to feel sad and disappointed.
Now women are going to have to just refuse to participate. Stop having sex with men. Divorce your husband.
I am going to be promoting the 4B movement.
Folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now.
Stop.
I get it.
I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have.
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps.
And you are out of here.
See, that's why I'm recording, because the cops ain't going to believe this shit.
Forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
That's for sure. What the? 888-7753-773. It's getting it off your chest. I want to go back to the busy phones. Let me go to Alex out of New York. Alex, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yeah, hi. I actually called here before, I believe a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Yes, my question was, what's the difference between the love you feel through God and the love you feel before you forgive your parents, you know, the fake kind?
That's not love. That's hate. And just emotion disguising itself as love. You don't have love for your parents or anyone.
But only through God you can feel love?
Yes. There's only love from God. God No, there's no other love. Everything else is fake. It's an imitation, and that's why it doesn't work. Everything else is hatred, it's judgment, it's ego, it's vanity.
I see. But when you feel love to God, like, what does that love mean in that case? Like, is it just basically not hating or not resenting, no judgment?
Yes. When you drop your ego, when you drop anger, when you drop thoughts, when you drop anger, you only have God's love. And in his love, there is no feelings. It's a dispassionate love. And you don't have, there's no feeling to it. There are no feelings to it. And yet you're free of all of your, you are free of all of your insane conflict that you have, your worries, your loneliness, your sadness, your anger, your desire to be like anyone, your desire to have friends or have this or have that. All that disappear as a result of having God's love.
I see.
No more suicidal thoughts. No more none of those things.
Oh, I see. Last time I talked to you, I did talk with my mother and then my father, and I did forgive them. And like you said, I was shaking in my boots, basically. I mean, for my mother, because I was talking to her in person. And I did feel a lot better afterwards. I felt all the anger, all the resentment basically wash away.
Yes.
And since then, I have been feeling better, but I've had moments of where I did feel sometimes frustration.
Right.
Sometimes with my parents, not hate, just like, you know, sometimes their habits can get to me, and I'm trying to be aware of that and not, you know, succumb to any of that.
Right. And where do you feel that?
Where do I feel that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that question. What do you mean by that?
You said sometimes I do feel frustration. And where do you feel that?
I guess in the mind, basically, because sometimes their habits can be like annoying, because maybe I don't feel like I'm being taken seriously by them.
And you're 100% right. It's in the mind. It's not coming from them. They are not to be blamed for that. It's in the mind. And in the mind is all an illusion. And so if you can, when those feelings come, watch those thoughts and live with it, do nothing about it, and it will be taken away from you. Because it's in the mind. But the mind, which is evil, want you to think it's coming from the outside, that they are making you feel that way. It's because of what they said or what they're doing and blah, blah, blah. The mind try to get you to blame the outside. But when you really, really pay attention, you're going to see it's in the mind. It's in you. And if you can see that, you will be made free. It's not on the outside. It's in you. It's in the mind.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And be careful, because the mind will quickly try to cause you to look on the outside and blame somebody else. You made me feel that way. You made me afraid. You made me lonely. You took away your love. And it's not true. It's in the mind inside of you. And that's why we're supposed to, if you want to be free, you got to keep your eyes on you and what's happening inside of you so you can overcome that illusion. It's all fake. It's not even happening to you. It's happening in the mind, and you're not your mind.
True. I remind myself that it's just not easy to practice it sometimes.
And why not?
I mean, what I mean by that, I'm trying to say, when I say to myself, it's all in the mind, it's not real.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes my brain a second to get it. Like,
I understand.
I'm just trying to calm myself and just not let it take over the emotion.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that you're reminding yourself it's in you, it's in the mind, not it's nobody else but you. And then you, and if you get caught up in the mind and you start tripping for a minute, just realize you're in the thought, come back to the present, and you'll be fine. If you have to do it 1,000 times a day, you come back to the present instead of getting caught up with the mind, just flowing with it, in the thinking about the past or the future and all that, which doesn't exist anyway.
Okay. I see. I also wanted to ask.
Ask!
With forgiving my parents, I'm trying to forgive myself because sometimes I over-criticize myself when I make a little mistake because maybe subconsciously I think I have to be perfect, but I'm human and I won't always be perfect, and it's not easy to realize that, you know.
And who is the self that you're trying to forgive? Who is that person? Tell me about that person. Who is that?
The person that, you know, makes mistakes, like you're a little clumsy, you knock something over, or you made a mistake on a document. Like, I'm just, that's just someone who just easily gets frustrated when you.
And who are you? Who are you?
Hmm?
Who are you?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. I'm trying to see, when I'm not focusing on my emotions, I'm not sure really who I am. Like, what I like to do, my job, or so I realize that's not who I am. It's just what I do, you know.
And so why do you think there is a self to forgive? Why do you think that you exist?
I'm not sure why I think there's a self to forgive.
You listen to the mind.
Maybe.
Once again, you're listening to the mind.
Yeah.
The mind is telling you that, and you believe it a lie. There is no self to forgive.
Yeah. I guess so, because, you know, Jesus died for our sins and they've been forgiven, so I shouldn't feel this way, right?
Right. It's in the mind. All of your sins have been wiped away, and it's impossible for you to sin. The only sin you had to forgive was to play in God. That's why you go and forgive your parents, so you can stop playing God by judging this far self and others, right? Once you did that, you were free.
Yeah, I understand that. It's not easy because sometimes if I feel these way, like this is not me. It's coming from somewhere else, somewhere that's
it's coming
not
from the mind. It's coming from the deceiver, and the deceiver made a home in the mind. It's not you. Has nothing to do with you. Everything you've done in the past or the future was because of it. It was making you do it. It was working through you. Through your body, through your mind, but it wasn't you. It was never you. And God doesn't think of you as doing anything wrong. He doesn't hold anything against you. He's not judging you. He knows that it wasn't you. That's why he keeps telling you, drop the ego. You must die from the ego so you can stop identifying with it, thinking that it's you. You are free. In your world, you are free, and you can live in your world and have perfect peace.
Yeah, true.
And so you got to stop identifying with anything or anyone or anything. Stop calling it you. There is no you to forgive.
That makes a lot of sense, and makes me feel a lot better because it's just crazy, you know, all this.
Every human being you ever met, ever will meet, ever known, and ever do know has the same problem that you're dealing with. It's the same thing. But most people are not working on themselves, so they can't see what you're seeing because most people have accepted their hell as a norm, and they are working overtime to draw you into their hell so that they can be happy, a false happiness, but they can feel good. But every human being has the same problem. And when you can understand this about yourself, you're going to understand this about all human beings, and you will never judge again. You won't play God. And it's not like you're going to be accepted wrong as a right, but you won't judge it because you have understanding. Above all, get understanding. It's the understanding that makes you free, not this thing about, oh, I went down and I confessed Jesus. I have faith in God. They're lying. They're weak. When they say they have faith in God, what they're telling you is that they're weak. You want to know God. You want understanding.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
All right. So you're doing the silent prayer every day and night, right?
I've been trying to. Just I've been having this job, but I'm trying to make time for it. When I do, it does help. It's the time I have.
Seek first the kingdom of truth, and all will be added unto you. You cannot put anything before this. I don't care what kind of job you have, how late or early you work. You take time, be present. During the day, come back to present. Go to work. You got to go to work and do your job, but don't put anything before that. If you have time to go to work, you have time to be still.
Okay.
Do you have time to go to the toilet?
Yes.
Then you have time to be still.
Yes, that makes sense. I have to just make the time for the silent prayer, yes.
If you want to be free, you shall have no one or nothing before truth. Nobody or nothing, nowhere, no how, nothing. If you want to be free, you got to seek first the kingdom of God, truth, whatever you want to call it. You got to seek that first and let that be your God and your only God, and you'll be fine. Everything will work out.
Okay.
By chance, did you tell me when you first called that you live with your mother?
Yes.
And you're 28?
Yes.
Why are you still there?
I just got a job recently, so I'm saving to find a new place.
Okay, I understand. Be grateful for what you have. Don't argue with your mother. And when she does crazy things, that's in her and on her. It has nothing to do with you.
I agree. I've been trying to do that. It's just, sometimes I have to do something. I mean, I try to, get her to do stuff for herself, but it seems like she doesn't really care to do it. So I'm trying to, if she doesn't want to do this and that, I'm just not going to care. It's her life. I got to focus on myself.
Give me a quick example, then I got to run. What you mean I try to get her to do things for herself?
To motivate her to take her vitamins a lot, and sometimes she just doesn't seem to have the motivation to. And I'm like,
and why are you trying to motivate her?
I don't know. I feel like I have to, or she wouldn't do anything about it.
Does that matter to you that she wouldn't do anything for herself? She'll lay there and get fat and die. Why does that bother you?
I don't know. All my life I just did a lot of things for her, even when it comes to those medications and little things. I guess it's just a habit I developed over the years.
And is she able to get up and get her own medication?
Oh yes, she is. It's just her motivation to do it.
Listen,
she does take medication. It's just the vitamins sometimes.
Listen, stop it. Let your mother live the life that she wants to live. If she doesn't want to take the medication or the vitamin, don't let her take. Don't you bother about it. That's the life that she has chosen. And you don't have a right to interfere with her. You're not God.
Yeah, I'm not.
You see, God doesn't make her take her vitamin or her medication. He let her get fat, sass, and die, right?
I'm just tired because it's just like, I don't want to just have this on my mind. I want to get my life together.
Work on you, then take your eyes off your mother and let her live the way she wants to live, and you work on you. You are not your mother's keeper. You have no obligation to her or anyone. Work on you and let everybody else live the way they want to live. That's what God does, so why would you play God? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I'm practicing that because it's honestly just so stressful to think about others and what they're doing. I just want to focus on me,
And the reason it's stressful is because, number one, you're looking outside. Number two, you're judging them as good or bad, or poor them, or poor that. I should do this. You're playing God, and that's why you're feeling the pain inside of you. Once again, yeah. You're in thoughts, and you're playing God.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have a right to try to make your mother take medication or take vitamins or get up and do anything. You walk by her, she's laying there, listen, all out of it. Just look at it and keep going.
Okay.
Just don't be angry at her. She want to live that way, she have a right. She has a right to live that way.
Oh, yeah, I make sure not to, you know. Yeah.
So what now?
What?
What did you say?
I make sure not to get upset with her because I don't have the energy to do that anymore. I'm just going to let her do whatever she wants.
Yeah. And you come home one day and she's dead. Oh, mama dead. I wonder if she had any insurance. And and go over to the kitchen, look in the right-hand drawer, and that's where the insurance papers are.
Okay.
And you bury her in a cheap box. And you take the rest of the money and live off it. Buy yourself a house.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll make sure to just, focus on me and, prepare for the inevitable, because she's getting up in age,
Well, don't even prepare for any inedibles. You just work on you and live now. Don't prepare for anything. And if you can deal with now, you're going to deal with whatever happens in life just fine.
Okay, I see. That makes a lot of sense, and that helps a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, don't prepare for anything. Just live now. All you have is right now. There's nothing to prepare for.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
And do the silent prayer, practice staying present. By watching those thoughts, you'll be fine. You really will, I promise you.
Okay, I'll make sure to do the silent prayer and be present. Because it will definitely help me a lot.
Absolutely, 100%. You are coming into the light, out of the darkness. When you can live and see those thoughts, that's darkness. But the fact that you can see them, the light is shining on the darkness. And the light will make you free and to get rid of the darkness, the thoughts.
Yeah, true.
All right?
All right.
Oh, amazing. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE. Josh out of Georgia on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Do you understand yourself?
I don't believe so. I just intellectualize a lot of stuff, what I think about
right
myself, but I haven't, it hasn't, I don't live it. I don't do it.
And why not? So,
I'm not 100% sure. It seems like I'm running for the pain, or I'm not 100% convinced of it.
So what now? Repeat that. I'm sorry.
It's either that that I'm just running from pain, from the fear of it, or I'm just not convinced of it 100%.
And so, wow, I want to respond to that so badly, Josh.
Yeah.
I almost did. Like, what the? Make sure you watch the fellowship on Sunday. I'm going to respond to this on Sunday. But yeah. I almost did now, but I want to hear from others.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer, Josh, every day?
Go ahead.
Every morning, every night?
Yes, sir.
And then during the day, you practice staying present?
I practice it, but I fail at it.
And when you, what do you mean you fail at it?
I just, I seek thrills. I live in the future, and I just want to feel good.
And who is the I that's doing that?
Oh, well, yeah, the devil.
And why are you calling it I?
To communicate.
Oh, that's the only way you call it I, because you were communicating right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Okay,
as long as you're consciously communicating, that's a different story. But if you're calling it I in an unconscious way, then that's different.
Right.
You're thinking that you.
Okay. Because there's no other way to say that.
Right. That's right.
I do these things happen. I don't want them to happen, but they happen.
Well, don't even have the feeling of wanting them to happen or not to happen. You got to let all wants go. And you shall want for nothing.
Right.
But
But
I understand that you got to communicate. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I know that I'm aware that I like to conceptualize things, and these are not concepts or principles.
Right.
You know, this is something deeper than that. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Josh, for responding to the biblical question. I do appreciate it. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right. I'll be listening, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Our fellowship is every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All are invited. If you're not in the L.A. area, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/fellowship. No. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And you can be a part of it live as it is happening, all right? Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. it starts. Doors open at 10:30. Let me go quickly to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, Ronnie. And you?
All is well. No complaints.
Nice.
Yep. I hadn't had time this week, but I finally had time today to be able to call you and congratulate you on your candidate becoming president-elect.
We did it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We did it. Trump, we did it, Trump. Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
I did not, but like I told Hake, I said the state of Ohio did not need my help electing Trump. So I already knew that he would get the electoral votes for Ohio.
And did you vote for the Camilla?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. And were you surprised that the Great White Hope won?
No.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't a surprise. Yeah, I could see the election going either way. I knew it came down to a few, four or five states, with Pennsylvania being one of the main ones. But, once I saw that he swept the South and then was able to get Pennsylvania, I pretty much knew it was over.
Amazing. You're a smart guy,
interesting,
Ronnie.
To watch it happen. Yeah, it was interesting to watch it happen and see history unfold in front of my own two eyes. Hopefully everybody's happy with it. And, you know, hopefully if they felt like their lives were bad under Biden, that it gets better.
Absolutely, man. Thank you, Ronnie. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to be on the record and reach out to you and give you that congratulations. I know you was rooting for him and kind of campaigning for him in your own lane.
Yeah,
congratulations on the win.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Right on. Take care.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, quick announcement. Number one, get your orders in if you want to receive your presents and things on time. You want us to get them done and get them back to you, right? You got to get them in so that we can sign your books and your shirts out and get them all to you in time, all right? Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Amazing t-shirts and hoodies and mugs and all kinds of things are there. And my books are amazing, and they were made for amazing Christmas gifts, Thanksgiving gifts, Christmas birthdays, anniversaries, whatever. Lots of Christmas merch on the Father's Day store, all right? Lots of it. And I will sign the books, all the books, and get them back to you for Raise to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, the Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success, just seven steps. Imagine that. And then the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And I will sign them, but and already it's starting to pile up. So we're working hard to get them done and back to you. Christmas engineer. So you want your Christmas merch on time. And we have some amazing merch too. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. And the merch is on the Fallen State store, right, James? I don't quite understand what you're telling me. Oh, the Fallen State, is that Fallen State dot store? The Fallen State store, all right? And or you can call 800-411-BARN, 800-411-2663, and order your merch that way as well. All right, so go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. And also, cameos. Man, I've been doing cameos so much. I'm like, what the? People love cameos. Birthday shout-out, cameo birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, congratulations, encouragement, whatever, cameo. I'll do them for you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy New Year, Happy Trump Day, all kind of stuff. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to Ann out of Florida. Ann, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Ann.
I just got, you know, something I wanted to say. We spoke about 5 years ago, and at the time, I was, sorry, I'm not even working. I'm sounding a little out of breath. I was 24 at the time, and I was dating a six-year-older woman, and we had a pretty lengthy conversation. I just want to appreciate the patience that you had with me at the time. And the only person I knew that if I came to them with it would be willing to tell me the truth. It truly changed my life in a way where I was able to see myself and be aware of literally everything that I was doing, making an excuse for it and explaining why I was good. Meanwhile, my life was just literally dictated by evil.
Yeah.
And just couldn't see it. And finally, being able to see myself for who I was and wanting to make a change for a difference, I wound up, you know, starting a business, leaving that woman. And my life has been fantastic ever since. Got married this year, earlier this year, and had my firstborn child. And everything is great in that regard. And just wanted to say thank you for, you know, what you do and having the patience and the strength that you have.
Right on. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. It really, really does. I can't even find the words to express. And if you stay on that straight and narrow path, stay present, you haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, no, I truly believe that. And I called in mainly with the question of, you know, I'm married to a woman that, you know, was raised in Alabama on a farm. And she's great, great with my child. And I just noticed that, you know, she's attempted to forgive her mother, but in the same mistake that I made before, you know, you don't really do it for the right reason. Where you see your ways, she, you
right.
know, will sometimes do it, be emotional throughout certain things. And, you know, say how she like, I'll correct her when she's wrong if she ever does anything with me, and handles it, you know, never in anger or in a way where she's combative, but she'll, you know, be emotional and like let that side and the thought get to her and start to cry and say that like she can't believe that she was doing those things and couldn't see it. And, you know, I want the best for her. So I want her to, you know, be able to overcome her mother as I did.
Right.
And be able to forgive, but, you know, kind of wanted your opinion as to how to truly guide that way when, you know, it's not for me to do for her, but, you know, for her to understand why she needs to.
Well, number one, don't want for anything, so don't want her to do it. Because if you want her to do it, you're going to put your ego pressure on her to try to make her do it. And that's just gonna start a mess because you're trying. We're not supposed to want for anything, and we're not supposed to want for anyone else to want to work on their lives. That's up to them. You can point it out. Hey, wife, you need to go and forgive your mother, but first you got to see that you are wrong for being angry. See your anger. Anger is evil, and see that you're playing God and go and forgive your mother and your father. And if she does it, fine. And if she doesn't, fine. But if she starts to bitch and moan about anything, you just say, hey, I told you to drop your anger. Don't argue with her about it. Don't try to make her do it. But just point out you're angry, and that's why you're feeling this way. And leave it up to her, and you just work on you.
Right. And I would like to believe that that's kind of, you know, where I'm coming from with it, because I never pressure her. It's only when, you know, I correct, you know, when she's wrong.
Yeah.
And she always listens. And, you know, she'll state that, you know, she can't believe that she was doing those things and couldn't see it. And I'll say, you know, you can't help it. You know, it's just, you need to forgive your mother.
Right.
And, you know, she wants to, but I don't, you know, like I wanted to when I heard you first talk about it, and I tried to come at it from like an intellectual place rather than from seeing who I was, and that the only way to, you know, get my own identity back was to go and forgive the person that like put it on me where I became someone else.
Yes.
And just couldn't help it. And I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, that's her journey and there's nothing else I can do. So that's basically it, is when she does, you know, when she has that moment for me to, you know, say that, because it's never me putting pressure on her. I don't like bring it up randomly or anything of that nature.
Yeah.
It's only when she mentions that, like, she can't help, like, she can't believe that she just did what she did or said, or, you know, putting just simple nonsensical things that aren't almost. I understand they're out of anger, but I don't, but she's not like a, you know how there's, I guess you could say there's actually an angry person. I understand that everything stems from anger, from the resentment, you know, that they hold, but she, it's not like that. It's kind of like, say for example, just constantly asking me, oh, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Rather than just relaxing and letting it be, small things of that nature, and where it'll carry over into other things and compound, because I would say that she's great. And I remember our conversation 5 years ago where I thought this 30-year-old woman, where my life was about sex and I was smoking pot all the time and all this stuff, and I thought she was great. And I never realized I was dating my mother and it was a mess. But I don't, I truly believe I don't have that now at all. I don't feel that way.
Right.
But I believe that she's right on the tipping point of getting there. So I guess the only thing to do would be what?
Is she doing a silent prayer?
No.
And why not?
Cause I mean, there was a point in my life, you know, I'm, no matter what excuse I try to make for it, there isn't one, but I stopped doing it myself. And, I remember the point in my life where I was, and you truly have like perfect peace as to where I'd feel like I don't now, where I'll still get caught in the thought.
Right.
And I remember how it just slowed things down around me to be able to see things for what they were rather than to give into like my imagination. And so I suppose that's because I'm not an example of doing it, and she doesn't, you know.
So you're not doing a silent prayer now?
No, I stopped doing it, you know, probably about 6 months ago.
Really? And how and why not? I mean, your life can only get better if you stay present, if you stay aware. How will your life get better if you don't practice staying present?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Will you repeat it one more time? I apologize.
How will your life get better if you don't practice staying present?
So is it a falsehood that I believe I am in the present and deal with things in the right way? It's not possible if I'm not doing silent prayer. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm asking how would the light, I'll put it this way, how would the light become brighter in you if you don't practice staying present?
Yeah, it can't.
And
so is my belief that I am in the present not, is that wrong where I'm not, if I'm not currently doing the silent prayer?
I wouldn't, at this point, don't be concerned about that, but I would highly recommend that you just, if you have stopped doing it, just come back to it so that things can become clearer and clearer to you. So that you can have a clear mind and be present with the truth that gives you this clear mind. I recommend you continue to do the silent prayer. Just go back to it. And start now. Don't worry about if you can see or not, or blah, blah, blah. Just come back to the just come back to the present. Come back to the silent prayer so you can be present.
The answer would be I'm not in the present, because that's exactly what happened when I would miss it. And then I would say to myself, you know, that there wasn't much of an actual difference. And then slowly you just fall out of it where, oh, missing a day, you give it no thought, and then you go right back into it versus then just stopping and doing it.
And who is this?
It's amazing.
Who is the self that's saying that it's not, oh, I stopped, but it's not a big deal? Who is the self that's telling you that?
No, it's just purely my thought, which isn't me. So why I say that, you know, I'm not 100% sure.
And you listen to the thought. That's why you're not doing the prayer. You got, and evil does, the darkness doesn't want you to be one with the light. It want you to be one with the darkness. And that's why the last thing it wanted for you to be still and see it by the light, so it has to depart from you.
Right.
You can only see by the light. You can't see by the darkness. And imagination is darkness.
Yeah.
That's why God said, bring every imagination into captivity. Bring every thought into captivity, because they're simply not yours at all, and they're not from Him. And He want you to, you can only bring that into captivity by being aware of it, being able to see those thoughts. You bring them into captivity. Otherwise, they control you. And,
yeah,
they're so clever. I can't even find the words to say how clever the thoughts are into making you believe a lie and have you thinking you're believing the truth.
Right. No, they really are, because I can see, you know, how I'll be picking and choosing the thoughts that I am able to see and ignore, but then completely still be clueless to the ones that,
yeah,
you know, that I don't, that I'm not the one judging, essentially.
Yeah. And you're not the one that picking and choosing the ones that are whatever, right? You're still being influenced by evil, and it is picking and choosing. You can't pick and choose because there's no you. How can you pick and choose anything when there's no you?
So true.
That's why I encourage you to stay present. And then by being present, not only will you deal with your wife in a perfect way, you'll deal with the whole world in a perfect way. You'll see what's happening.
Okay. So just focus on that.
Yes.
Okay.
And encourage your wife to do it, but if she doesn't want to do it, and when she goes off into anger or overreact or do crazy stuff, hey, I told you, you're angry, you can't see. I recommend you do the prayer so you can be present, forgive. And if she doesn't want to do it, just let her suffer.
Yeah.
Most people love their misery. Don't force people to come out. Well, you can't anyway. But don't try to force anyone to come out of their misery. Most people love their hell. They love their loneliness. They love their jealousy. They love their strife. They love trying to hurt others. They love misery. Leave them in the misery. Wish them well. Move on.
Right. I can remember when that's exactly where I operated from, and it was the only time while I was doing the prayer. It's amazing how that works. Okay, and then just one last question. So with having a newborn, you know, my mother and father are both a mess. And obviously this is their first grandchild, and while he is still, like, he's 3 months now, you know, I'm allowing them to see him from time to time whenever we get together and all of that. But my concern is, you know, I've already told them that when he gets older, like, they're seldomly going to see them unless I'm there, because I absolutely can't trust that they won't just do the exact same things that they did with me, with spoiling and, you know, just imposing themselves on him. So is there, like, a point where I should be aware as to when to do that, or... It, like, because I see that he's still 3 months old. The concern of it wearing off on him now isn't.
That's why I encourage you to be present so you see when to do it. If you're present by not being lost in your imagination, your thought, you're going to always see the right time to do everything. There will be no question about it.
Oh, hello?
Did you hear what I said?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry, my phone cut off on me.
Okay. I said that's why I encourage you to be present so you'll see when to cut them off or when not to cut them off. If you stay present, there will be no question about should I do this now or when should I do it. You will always see what to do and when to do it.
Okay. That makes sense.
So don't plan on it. You just need to see so you can see when to do it. And you will. You will see clearly, and you will just do it without even thinking about it. It wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's focusing on me getting back to the silent prayer and just being aware of, you know, every single thought coming and going and just letting it pass.
100%.
Okay. I appreciate you as always. You're the best, buddy.
Take care now. Let me know how it goes. I wish you well, all right?
All right. Thank you. Take care. I wish the same to you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. That's one line open now. Let me go to Super Chat. Super Chats.
Eddie.
So, hey.
Yes.
You threw me off by throwing in the Father State store, where normally I say rebuildingaman.com/store.
I'm just telling people if they go to the website, they may be lost as to how to find the Christmas merch so early in the year.
Oh, okay.
So there's a Fallen State store linked right at the top of the rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
All right.
So
nice.
Aries 1 gave a diamond with no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
CLC says on Twitch, Jesse, tell us about when you stopped laying hands on people. Speaking of demons.
Oh, yeah. I remember, long story short, I used to lay hands on people. And I remember one time I went to this hospital, and this person was sick, and I laid hands on him. And what I did, I felt the spirit, the evil spirit lead them, and they like went up through my hand, through my arm, like, uh-oh, I'm never doing that again. And so I just started using the cross after that. What now? So there are evil spirits, believe me, and they're afraid of the cross. Nice. Thank you.
Mr. Chambers 01 on Rumble, my wife just lost a longtime friend because my wife expressed her happiness of Trump winning the election. This has hurt my wife and made her sad, but she stands strong by her views and does not regret it.
Right on. And tell your wife that she did not lose a longtime friend. She lost a longtime enemy whom she thought was a friend. Because had she been a real friend, it wouldn't have bothered her either that she voted for Trump, and it wouldn't have bothered your wife that she voted for Camilla. All right? So let her know she did not lose a friend. She saw her enemy. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from someone. When a woman tells me she is sick to her stomach over Trump winning the election, I remind her, she might be pregnant.
That's right. We're taught, baby. Amazing. Thank you.
Coffee Talk with Sandra gave a diamond on DLive. Nice hairs cut, Jesse. Looking good.
Thank you. Amazing.
Indeed. Kelso with the Cash App. No more anchor babies under Trump. Laughing face with tears coming out.
Shipping them back to their own land. And away from ours. Amazing. Thank you.
Punchy bought a coffee. This Friday, the Democrats are still alive, but barely breathing. They're falling to pieces.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Amazing. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls, and we're going to finish up the super chats and all kinds of stuff. Back in a moment. Hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, even while our greatest president is coming back in. You can expect the mess to continue. He'll just deal with it better. This is the end of hour two already of Express Yourself Friday, November 8th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We will also wrap up the rest of the Super Chats, hopefully, in the coming final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today, this Friday. But first, Hake News on Fake News. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, do catch the HakeReport.com live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. And then No Joel Friday TV on Fridays. He's live Monday through Thursday. Make sure you are subscribed to him, including his audio podcast. You can go to Substack or elsewhere. And then The Fallen State, happening at noon Pacific Time today with Angela Stanton-King, a strong black woman, a nice gal. And then American Anchor Baby. Check him out. 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. Always a vibe. And then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Make sure you do tune in to Church with excellent answers and responses to the biblical question and more great stuff. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Wildfires in California. Fire conditions, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, expected to improve across Southern California today after powerful Santa Ana winds. Hot winds brought strong gusts and dangerous fire weather to the region of beautiful SoCal. Those conditions fueled the mountain fire in Ventura County up there, not far, which has burned over 20,000 acres since Wednesday. Officials said more than 130 structures have been destroyed, including homes. Over 80 are damaged. The fire was driven by potent winds and weather conditions so extreme, forecasters issued a rare public, particularly dangerous situation. Red flag warning for the potential life-threatening fire behavior. National Weather Service, they closed down and evacuated their office up in that area. Camarillo area, something like that. There are a total of 10 confirmed injuries, mostly related to smoke inhalation and non-life-threatening, Ventura County Sheriff Jim Fryhoff stated. Wow. And bird flu. Watch out for those bird flu things. A new study shows bird flu is spread from dairy farm workers more often than previously known, prompting the scared woman-led unchristian CDC to expand their recommendations for testing and treatment of workers on farms where animals have tested positive. Previously, the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, recommended testing only those workers who had symptoms after exposure to infected cows. Now, officials say all workers on farms with infected cows should be tested, even if they don't have symptoms. CDC also recommended that workers without symptoms receive antiviral medication. Oh, Lord. Ooh, Tamiflu, if they've had a high-risk exposure to infected animals, like a splash of raw cow's milk to the face. Nobody wants that. There have been 46 human cases of H5N1 reported in the U.S. this year, but the current risk to the public remains low. I wonder how severe bird flu is to human beings. I don't know. They don't mention that. And by the way, three people are facing preliminary charges in Argentina for the death of Liam Payne, the One Direction singer guy who got drunk and on drugs, allegedly, and he fell off of a balcony. I think he was alone, but it may have been like a suspected drug dealer, a hotel employee, among the individuals being investigated following the pop star's fatal fall. He really fell off from a balcony in Buenos Aires last month. The late singer had alcohol, cocaine, and prescription antidepressant in his system before his death, according to authorities in Argentina. Doesn't sound like a victim, but they might have been doing some criminal stuff, so they're wrong too. And in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, a serious incident of violence hurt hundreds of Israeli soccer fans, or at least attacked them. So Israel's flying them back home. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, my biblical question. Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? And you can podcast, but you can listen to the show live no matter what you're doing or where you are by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It is Express Yourself on Friday. No, it's Get It Off Your Chest on Friday. It is and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The vice president will not be there tonight.
I'm sorry.
Having Andrew Quinnell, so show today.
I think that's poor, Kieran. I think that's really poor. And no one's really watching, just the entire world.
It is okay to feel sad and disappointed.
She's lying.
Refuse to participate. Stop having sex with men. Divorce your husband. I am going to be promoting the 4B movement.
Folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now.
Stop.
I get it.
I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have.
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps.
And you are out of here.
See, that's why I'm recording, because the cops ain't going to believe this shit.
Forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
That's right. Amazing. I want to show you two things that I definitely want to hear from you about. Really, I've never heard of this before until this. Something called 4B. Have you heard of a movement called 4B? I've never heard of that until now. And according to Sky News, a feminist movement originated in South Korea has been taken off on social media after Donald Trump USA election win. And in case you have not heard about it, here is what the 4B movement is. Watch this from Sky News.
Short hair, we go.
Here we go. We're cutting it off because you. That's why. You think I'm crazy?
Me too.
Crazy. Just like all the women before me who were crazy. So crazy. Now women are going to have to just refuse to participate. Sorry, if you're a man, I will not be responding to you. If you are a man, I will not be talking to you.
And this woman did the same. This woman also dramatically cut and shaved her head. Head shaving is part of the 4B movement, which protests the Trump election by creating a world without men. It demands women abstain from sex with men as women, abstain from childbirth, abstain from marriage, abstain from romance.
What a mess, huh? The one thing I realized from that is that these women shaving their heads, they know that a woman's hair is her beauty. And they know that the man knows that a woman's hair is beautiful. And a short hair, bald headed woman doesn't look right. They know that. That's why they're shaving their hair. Why else would they shave their hair if they didn't know it was important to the man and it's the woman's beauty? Isn't that amazing? And also, thank God they're doing the 4B thing. Because now you don't have to worry about making babies with liberals. And then they take you to court, taking your child away from you. There is a God. There is a God. So they know, these women know what they're doing. They just don't care. So be glad they're revealing to you who they really are. They're just showing you them. And you don't have any children with them. Isn't that amazing? They're shaving their head because they think, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to hurt someone because they shave their heads and now they walk around females and looking stupid with bald heads? They look like those chickens with no hair. What the? Also, here is a little bit more about from Sky News, here's where one woman has encouraged others to join the 4B movement. Watch this.
This person agreed, saying women who care about women's rights should join the 4B movement.
Encourage any other women that are single and care about progressing women's rights and still fighting for our bodily autonomy, to do the same. Delete your dating apps, because we can come together in community. And if you need somebody to cuddle or hold your hand or give you a kiss, I bet you one of your girlfriends would do it, okay? And you don't even have to really be gay, okay? It's okay to have a lot of platonic love for the next 4 years.
Amazing. See how people inhale, have accepted their hell as a norm, and they want to pull you into their hell? That's what she's doing. They want to bring all the women right into the hell that they're in. Because hell love company. And men, these women think that they are too important to you. And you have made them think that they were your God. And that's why they can come up and do all this kind of stuff. That's why they can do it. So 4B is short for, 4B is shorthand for four Korean word that is all started with B-I. Oh, it's a Korean word that started with B-I. Meaning no. B-I mean no in Korean. Four being shorthand for four. That don't even read right. Duh. What is he saying here?
There are four Korean words that all start with B.
4B is shorthand for...
Right. For four Korean words that all start with B.
Is that written right?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Maybe call them black. But amazing. So be glad that these women are doing this. They're showing you who they are and what they are. And just imagine you could be stuck with one with children, and then you find this out, and now you lose your children. Amazing, huh? And one last quick thing, I think. Apparently, there's some black people, I guess, some black college kids who are upset about a text message triggering blacks to pick cotton. USA Today is reporting that black college students in several states report to authority Wednesday they had received anonymous text message using racist reference to the era of U.S. slavery. Watch this from 13 News Now. Watch this.
13 News Now photographer Sam Burwell says he received a strange text message from an unfamiliar number.
I took a slight nap this morning, woke up. First text I saw was somebody texting me, greeting me, first of all, greetings. And we will be there to pick you up for a cotton field. So it was kind of confusing.
The text message read, "Greeting Samuel. You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Be ready at 12 p.m. sharp with your belongings. Our executive slaves will come get you in a brown van. Be prepared to be searched down once you've entered the plantation. You are in Plantation Group W."
I had a cousin up in Richmond that received the same text message, but I found it weird that in my text message, it had a different group number than his. And they both had our names.
On Wednesday, people shared the same message with different group assignments from various phone numbers across social media. Meanwhile, Burwell says he's concerned he received the message a day after the election.
I feel like it's just a spam message, but I do feel disappointed about the message that they're sending a day after the election.
Amazing. So what I don't understand about that, what's wrong with that? That someone is offering them a job. They're offering them a job. What's wrong with picking cotton? It's a job. And somebody is kind enough to offer you a job and you're going to be ticked? Oh, you don't want to work. Anyway, that's what the problem is. It's a job. When did it become racist or slavery to pick cotton? I used to pick cotton. I believe I started picking cotton when I was 6 years old. And it was a job. We got paid to pick cotton. And they're upset about it. See, white people, why you need to take your cotton? These people don't want to work. First of all, I'm wondering, is this another pretense by some other black people to send out this type of text? Is a setup to make it look like Trump voters did it to try to prove there's such a thing as racism when racism doesn't even exist. So don't fall for it. It's just whatever. It has no meaning anyway. Why would anyone be upset that someone text them a text talking about picking cotton and they're going to pick you up and take you to the field? You don't even have to use your own car to go to the cotton field. And you get paid to pick the cotton. And they're going to search you so you don't have a gun or a knife, some type of weapon to hurt the master. When my master said he sick, I said, "Yes, master, we sick." Stop overreacting. If it happened and whomever said that, it's not their fault you've been getting upset over something that has nothing to do with you. Plus, you shouldn't get upset anyway. There's nothing wrong with picking cotton. It's a job. Amazing. It could be all a hoax anyway. It could be phony. And we have read you, showing you many clips over the years where black people did things like this, and they pretended white people were doing it to cry racism on college campuses and everywhere. And they found out later the blacks did it. Let it roll off your chest. Let it just roll off your chest, off your back. No big deal. No big deal. Remember Juicy Smollett? Same kind of deal. People went up and fit about, oh, white racism, white this. Find out, according to all the report, it was a setup by Juicy Smollett. You black. People, get whole and stop overreacting. Stop overreacting. All right? And then a poll shows that 4 in 5 Americans think words can be violent. Here's a chart on that.
Let me get you that chart.
Okay, you want me to come back to it?
I have it right here about Americans and words.
See, producer, I told you.
Well, I don't know.
My producer, what's going to happen?
Well, I was just getting ready to show you the
get
image.
Get ready, so here I come.
A little unprepared for that, but I can read you this because, just like you said.
Okay, go ahead.
Americans, polls show 4 in 5 Americans think words can be violence. And as this chart shows, you'll see right here, it says most Americans report thinking that words can be violence. How much, if at all, does the following statement describe your thoughts? Words can be violent. So out of the people that answered, 22% said it describes my thoughts completely. 22% completely agree with that statement. Words can be violence. 23% said it mostly describes their thoughts. 23% said somewhat. 12% said slightly. And 20% said completely disagreed. So out of all the people that answered this, only 20% say completely disagree that words can be violence. The rest at least somewhat agree.
So I wanted to hear from my experts on this one about words can be violent. So they didn't know I was going to ask them. They're not already in the studio because it just occurred to me. I want to hear what my experts think. You know how the experts know everything. And so I need my experts in here for a minute and to respond to words being violent from this poll. There is a poll as they're coming in, and they didn't know it, so they're on time. What? Amazing. So my experts are here. Nick, the Anchor Baby, the host of the Anchor Baby Show at 4 p.m., experts here on the Destiny Peterson Show. Joel Friday TV, he black, Monday through Thursday. At 11 a.m., expert on the Jesse Peterson Show. And the Hake Report at 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, expert here. Joel, can words be violent?
They.
You want to come back to you?
They.
Oh, okay.
They shouldn't be. Because it shouldn't affect you in that way, right? But we don't live in that type of society. So they do, because people identify with the ego and the feelings.
You repeat that, I'm sorry.
So they shouldn't, because nobody
words
should be
can
identified.
Can be violent, but they shouldn't be violent.
They shouldn't be, but they are, because okay. People identify with the feelings and stuff like that. So, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And hey, could words be violent?
No. I mean, they can be nasty. They can be inappropriate. They can be threatening, but they can't be violent. Please.
They can be nasty.
Yeah.
They can be inappropriate,
mm-hmm.
but they can't be violent.
Right. Now, I may have called some of my callers violent with their language.
You may have.
May or may
you
not
think?
Have.
Especially when you go...
I go, don't gasp, kids. or adults. But I know it's not actual violence. And, yeah, no.
Nick, could words be violent?
Words are just words. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely not true. Words are not violence, although the people saying them can be quite violent people. Violent-hearted.
So you say, no, they cannot be violent.
No. They're just words.
And I do hear that a lot.
That should be your first clue.
Yeah.
That the world repeats that.
It's not the words themselves that's the problem, right? Because the words itself don't mean nothing, right? It doesn't have to mean. Because if you say like something that is silly to somebody or you make a joke, then they're not offended by it or their feelings aren't hurt. But it's because people have the false attachment to words that you can say something knowing that that person is going to be affected and it can be considered
I remember when if you said something bad about somebody's mama, they call it playing the dozen. Dozen.
I learned that from you.
If you say something about someone's mama, you playing the dozen, that's a fight. You don't talk about my mama.
Especially the black community, too.
Black. The black will fight you over their mama in a minute.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Have you heard of playing the dozen?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
I was talking to my uncle the other night, and I told him, you just like your mama. He like, don't play the dozen. What are you trying to say about my mama?
Why doesn't?
And I said, your mama name is all over all the bathrooms in the park.
Dang.
And he was like, what are you trying to say about my mama?
Boomer mama jokes.
Playing the dozens, according to AI. Playing the dozens is a verbal game where two people insult each other until one gives up. Often played by young people in front of an audience.
And it's often talking about your mama.
Yeah, usually directed at the other person's mother or other female family members.
Yeah.
Get them to fight or cry by provoking them with put downs.
It's called packing now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Packing.
Well, blacks typically, though, in the black community, they make jokes. They crack jokes.
Yeah, so, but not about your mama.
But if it's serious, yeah, it depends on
not
how you say it.
Not about your mama. You talk about everybody else and everything else but mama.
Terrible.
Amazing. Hey, one last thing, then y'all got to go.
Okay.
So you never played the dozen?
Oh, I've played insults with we didn't call it that.
Right.
We would pack on each other. Packing. So 90s.
Yeah. So we would talk about each other, mama, but you didn't call it playing the dozen?
A little bit. We would say each other is ugly. You look in the mirror, you hurt yourself. But we wouldn't. I don't know. We didn't end up fighting about it usually. Sometimes we would get mad, but
yeah. Amazing. You played the dozen?
Yeah, we call it roast. We just roast each other.
About somebody's mama?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I still, and yeah, there would be like certain mama jokes we were like, all right, look, calm down.
You played the dozen?
Yeah, I remember the first time. I remember the first time I stood up to a bully and I was packing him good. His last name was Butts. And so I said, when you were born, I never knew it was going to go like this. I was like, when you were born, they didn't know which side to slap. And his face changed. He was like, all the energy left him. And I was like, wow, I didn't know standing up was that powerful. And I packed like relentlessly.
You used your violent words.
There was, yeah.
One last thing. Do you know what a frigidaire is?
Say that again?
Do you know what a frigidaire is?
Is that a type of fridge? Frigidaire?
I know, frigidaire.
Do you know what a frigidaire is?
No.
He's searching it.
No.
Cheater.
I heard him.
I did. I typed frigidaire. I typed frigidaire. I literally just looked at pictures of fridges. I really did.
Of course. Oh, beta.
Frigidaire?
Oh.
What's a frigidaire?
Never heard of it before.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No wonder Maze were yelling at you the other night. You don't know what it means to be black.
The closest thing I know is frigidaire, and that's what Nick's talking about.
What's a frigidaire? He's looking it up too, right?
No. I'm just taking notes. I don't know.
You don't know what a Frigidaire is?
That's so white. Spell too. It. Taking notes.
If your mama tell you your food is in there in the Frigidaire.
Oh, I did
ruin it. So you was close. You were close, Nick.
Where is your food? If your mama say your food is, and you come home from school or from work, and your mama tell you your food is in the Frigidaire.
But what?
It's like a name brand for the refrigerator.
But where did that come from?
I knew that before searching.
So what?
I knew that before searching that.
Because the Frigidaire.
Yeah, I knew the brand name.
So then they just say it. So well, it's just not
saying, instead of air.
It's not a brand name. It's the way that black people call so refrigerator.
Well, we used to say, can I have Kleenex?
They used to say Frigidaire, talking about the refrigerator.
But where did that come from, the Dale part? Why did I just
country?
That fridge over there.
Just plain old country.
Oh, fridge over there. It could be a fridge over there.
Right. Plain old country in black.
There. The fridge over there.
I didn't even know it was called a refrigerator until I went to Indiana.
Wow.
I always thought it was Frigidaire.
To be fair, a lot of people call the brand name of something, like that's called Kleenex. They call like
Kleenex instead of tissue.
And tissue, instead they call, everybody calls it Kleenex.
Frigidaire.
That's not what it's called.
Or Dumpster. Dumpster is a brand name.
Really?
Yeah. It's a proper brand name.
I've been calling it a dumpster my whole life.
And so Frigidaire is a brand name too?
Well, Frigidaire. Frigidaire. I don't know if you're pronouncing
but
it
but I don't think they have Frigidaire brand name back in
the day. No, it's not Frigidaire.
Yeah,
no, they
it's
might have.
Frigidaire.
Let's see. Yeah, when did
Frigidaire.
Trying to say refrigerator.
History.
Or fridge over there.
Omid is my PR guy. Omid saying that it's a Frigidaire. It's a brand name, but this ain't no brand
1918,
name.
1918, 106 years ago.
Oh, so it has been around.
How long?
Since 1918.
See that? I remember when we got our first Frigidaire.
But it was called something different.
But at that time, it was an ice box.
See, I don't think it was attached to that.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
Frigidaire.
Remember when it was just an ice box and not a refrigerator? We got an ice box, right?
Early to mid-1900s, many Americans called any refrigerator a Frigidaire, regardless of brand.
Oh, so it was.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But there wasn't no brand. It was a Frigidaire.
I don't know.
And I remember when we got our first ice box. And you had to put ice in the top there to keep it cold. So that when we got our ice box, the ice man used to come and bring the ice.
Oh, that was real. I thought, but in your day, they would scrub the big old ice cube, and you got to scrub it to get the ice in the cup.
Yeah, you do. You have to break it up for that. But if we wanted the ice box to be cold, we had to buy a chunk of ice and put it in. You know, like right now we have freezers on the refrigerators, right?
Yeah.
That used to be where the ice would go in.
And then how does, and then?
Or the ice would make the refrigerator cold.
Oh, interesting.
Get an ice pick.
Like an ice, like a big ice chest.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. And so we would keep it until it melt. And then the ice man would come and we'd buy some more ice and put it in the ice box.
So then would you use that ice that was there to keep the fridge cold, scrape it to use it for things?
No, we would buy more ice for that.
Ah, I see.
We would put that in the tub and scrape it.
I totally would have been an ice man.
Like Camilla Harris used to put the greens in the tub. I ain't never seen that.
I would have been an ice man and a milkman.
Yeah.
Sure.
What about
definitely
the,
a milkman.
The ice behind the fan so that way it's cool air?
Yep.
That was the thing too?
Yep. He cool up the room.
Smart.
Black people used to be smart.
Yes, yeah, to save money too.
Right.
Or I don't know, was there AC back then?
No.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Didn't the candy man used to come to your house?
Well,
you had
wish.
A candy man,
the
too?
Ice cream man.
We used to have a candy man.
We used to have the ice cream
man. And he
man
would come and bring all the different candy. We would run out front and get it.
Oh, we kind of have that a little bit. Ice cream man.
And like the ice cream man, but it's the candy man. My experts, well, thank y'all. Thank you guys. Yeah. I appreciate it. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls.
And the treasure chest.
And the treasure chest is now open on D-Line. Oh, amazing. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Nice music. The Anchor Baby jumping today. I feel alive, but I'm barely breathing. I pray to a God that I do believe in. I got time, but you got freedom. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And at 12 noon, a brand new episode of The Fallen State today. A brand new episode of The Fallen State. Excuse me. I talked to Angie Stanton King. Angie Stanton King. Author, TV personality, and the founder of the nonprofit organization, Auntie Angie's House.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The great white hope, pardon you.
The racist, pardon the old poor little black woman like me. I had to realize that this man had the key. And if I could just step out of my emotions for a moment, maybe God would touch his heart.
Do you have anger?
I'm not angry right now. You could make me angry, though. These soft, what would Jesus do, turn the cheek Christians, that's over with. Like, we out here really slaying demons right now. I'm really just waiting on God to just hit the button and just blow this bitch up and just start all over again.
What the? Waiting on God, waiting on God. He's waiting on you. Amazing. At 12 noon today, Pacific time. Support the Fallen State while you're there. Or go to it and support fallenstate.tv/donate or click on the link to locals.com. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And podcast Joy of Friday TV, you're going to hear where Maze were yelling at him. I guess it was yesterday or the day before, telling him he don't know anything about being black. He grew up in a white world. What does he know about black people? And he up there, and he up there. Well, Maine doesn't speak that way, but he's up there talking about black people. And he doesn't even know what it means to be black. Podcast Joy of Friday TV. You hear that? Amazing show. All right? And you're welcome, invited to fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time. Right? RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And you can watch it live if you're not in L.A. All right? Okay. Let me go quickly to the phones. And Anthony has been waiting a while. First time call out of Colorado. Anthony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Anthony. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to ask you, Colorado's been a blue state since 2004. I wonder if it'll ever go back to being a red state anytime soon.
Well, it's possible, but I doubt it because a lot of the liberals have left L.A. and they've gone to Colorado, and they're imposing their views on the other people there by voting in those people that support their ideas about things. And so, but it's possible, but I don't think so.
Well, I'm holding out hope.
Yeah.
Hope
is dope.
The great white hope.
That's right. The only hope is the great white hope.
That's right.
Well, we'll see what happened up there, man. I was surprised how liberal Colorado has become, but we'll see what happens.
It's become ugly since they legalized weed out here. They promised to use all the tax funds from all the weed to fix the roads, and then they didn't. The roads are the worst they've ever been.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, did you vote for the great white hope?
I did.
Well, he'll make it right.
I hope so.
Yeah, he'll make it. Even California, I saw a map this morning on one of the channels there. Even California is more purple. What does it mean when they say it's purple?
That means it's red and blue.
It's red and blue. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But it was like more purple than it's been in years. So I think the people, when they suffer enough, then they wake up. So we'll see what happened.
Well, yeah, the Hispanics saved us, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And some of the black voters. So they have more black voters for the Republican Party than any time in a long time. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too, buddy. Let me go to Devin, a first-time caller out of Texas. Devin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Howdy and good morning. How you doing?
All is well, Devin. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say if we could do a prayer for everybody that love and goodness comes and brings us together again as a country. And the walls of Satan and all that division and hate that he's trying to play games with everybody come down, you know. That's we need love more now than ever.
That's for sure. But you want to pray that everyone come together?
Yes, sir.
And why? Christ came that to divide us. Why do you want to pray that we all come together again?
Hopefully, in the goodness of me that I'm thinking, that it'll turn people around to see things as they really are and what's right by God and what's wrong, what they're getting lost on, just to be found, you know, just to be found and showed the way.
No, but don't pray for that, because if you pray that everybody come together, you're going to bring evil back. And Christ came to divide evil from the good. That's why you see in some families, men and women, they're in the family, but they just don't fit in with it, right? So Christ came to divide parents from the children from the parents. We don't want to come together with them because you're coming together with evil.
I understand. Now I get what you're saying. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So don't pray for that. What you do is just keep your eyes on yourself and overcome evil in your own mind so that you can have perfect peace right here on earth. But you don't want to bring evil people with the good, with the people who are overcoming evil.
Yeah, from the wheat from the chaff, right?
Yeah, yes, you know? Absolutely.
All right, yeah, that's, you know, you were so wise. I've been listening to you, I'm new to listen to you. And a lot, many, many, many many things that you've been talking about with people I've been going through, and the way you approach and talk about things and how to work on things, I wanted to say thank you. You know, I mean, just listening, you helped me in more ways than one already, and I'm new to the show. So I wanted to definitely say thank you, and everybody helping you, you know, with the technical stuff.
Yes.
I'm still learning everybody's names, but thank you, guys. Y'all are really doing good work.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. No, Christians, stop praying that everybody come together. Everybody get saved and everybody. That's dumb. That's a lost soul that pray for that kind of stuff. Christ came to divide, not to unite. He even told you that. I didn't come to bring everybody together. Like, what the? I came to divide those who don't love good and who don't want good. But no. So drop that, Christian. Stop playing God. Ashley is out of Texas. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
All is well.
Amazing.
It's raining, but we're going to make it.
Right on. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Amazing.
That's it. So I...
Come back to your phone.
Can you hear me?
Is it all right now? Yes.
Okay. So I was listening to you on Sunday at church,
yes.
And you mentioned us shaking in our boots.
Right.
And so on Wednesday, I had an opportunity to shake in my boots. and I don't know if I shook very well. I was in a conversation with a so-called friend of mine, and I think after the conversation, we're probably not friends anymore. But she was a little bothered by the results of the election. And I didn't necessarily want to go into the conversation with her, because I could see that she was very emotional. I could see she was really upset. And so I didn't want to, you know, really react or feed into that. And so she kept beating around the bush. And so eventually she addressed Trump directly. And so I really kind of didn't have a choice at that point, but to kind of, you know, give my opinion. But my opinion is I really don't care. Was I happy that Donald Trump won? Absolutely. I knew he was going to win.
But what was the, because of time, what was the shaking in the boot moment?
How do I speak the truth without fear and or is there always going to be fear and trembling when you do that?
So it's a two-part. What is the primary question?
How do you shake in your boots with, I guess, like the emotions that are attached to it? I don't know if I'm making any sense.
So let me just say that because of time, you shake in your boots by shaking in your boot. You're aware of the fear, you're aware of the thoughts, and you're aware of them. But if you need to speak up, you speak up. If you don't, you don't. But don't use any outlet to get rid of the fear. Don't run away from it. Don't worry about it or anything.
So you just walk away from the conversation, speaking your truth, and then you leave it there.
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as your truth. We don't have a truth, right? No human being has a truth. But you just, if you're aware of yourself shaking in your boots, meaning you're afraid or whatever, for whatever reason, and if you need to say something, you say something. If not, you're not. You'll see what to do.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
But just being aware that you're shaking in your boots is good enough.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Amazing. Thank you, Ashley.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You're totally welcome. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Paul, a first-time caller out of New York. Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Uncle Jesse. Nice and funny to talk to you, man.
Thank you, Paul.
How are you doing today, man? Hope all is well.
All is well. Thank you.
Yes, man. Welcome back to the White House, the Great White Hope, man. For real.
All the way, the Great White Hope.
Yep. I voted for him, man.
Nice.
First time voting.
That's amazing.
So, my family is divided with this whole thing, man. This whole election thing, man. But that's not really the question. The question is, I'm doing an LLC with a young lady, right? That I started talking to in 2020.
Uh-huh.
But the LLC is supposed to be close to my location.
Speak closer. Come closer to your phone and just a little louder for me.
Well, listen, I had a stroke in 2021, so that's probably why I'm low off.
Oh, you had a stroke?
Yes, in 2021.
Oh, I got you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the question is, I'm doing an LLC with a young lady, right? And the LLC boss is supposed to be close to me. So I'm wondering if you think I should go through this LLC boss or just continue to work on myself. Can you hear me?
Hold on a minute. What did you say? You're going through what?
I didn't catch it.
You say
slow down a little bit.
Okay. I'm from the Caribbean, so forgive me.
No problem.
So I'm working on LLC boss with the young lady.
A what? Okay.
Oh, your boss is a woman?
No, she's not a woman. I don't have a boss. I'm not working.
Oh, okay.
I just got that disability. I'm working on LLC with a young lady, right?
An LLC with a young lady?
Oh, you're working on with a young lady. You started a business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
The business is supposed to be already established, but just the boss is supposed to be coming to me. So I'm wondering if you think I should go through this boss or just continue working on myself. I'm supposed to put money into it.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of having partnership in business because of attitudes and also they're not as serious about it as you are and blah, blah, blah. Do what you want, but I would not recommend it. I would start my own business, and then when you need help, hire someone to help you. But I'm not a big fan on partnership.
Even though the boss is close to me? She says close to me?
Even if she was your mama.
Okay.
Or your daddy.
Or just continue to work on myself then?
Yes. I recommend that, but you do what you think is best, all right?
Well, that's why I'm calling you. I'm trying to figure out what's best.
Are you doing the silent prayer and everything?
Yes. I try to do as much as I can, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes during the day and at night, yes.
Well, stay with the silent prayer and stay present and out of your head so you can see exactly what to do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, Uncle, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man.
You're welcome. Call me again. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, will do. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy.
I listen to church as well.
Right on. Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care of yourself, man.
Take care. Bye. Bye. Super chat. Super chats.
Punchy bought a coffee this Friday. I already read that one about the Democrats still alive but barely breathing. Falling to pieces.
I'm falling to pieces. Yeah. Amazing.
Tony bought a coffee.
I wonder what happened to Tony from L.A. We haven't heard from Tony talking about America. That Tony.
Right.
Or Jason from Buffalo, New York. All of a sudden, they're so quiet. They haven't called to congratulate us or anything.
Where's the love?
Right.
Why, did
right. Tony, where are you? And Jason out of Buffalo. Tony out of California. Amazing. At least call and say congratulations.
Well, the supportive Tony bought a coffee. Keep your high wall castles, your money too. Keep your harsh word, gangsters. I'm not from the hood. Keep your sharp tongue, sisters. Your evil days, I'll keep love in God's way. Nice.
Yeah, amazing. Stay with it. Absolutely.
Bless me.
Bless you.
Excuse me. See you on about our coffee.
Well, gross.
Whatever. It's not gross.
You wiped on your lap.
I know, but there was nothing came out.
Oh.
Musical notes emoji and piano keys.
See you on?
Yep.
Okay.
Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Let's take it from the top. Cry with various crying emojis and wine.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. And are you in Africa or are you still in America? Haven't gone yet.
I think she's in Africa and maybe coming back to America.
Really?
That's what I thought I heard from Super Chat to me.
Why is she still, why she keep leaving?
She's just bouncing all over the place.
Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
And three coffees. The Howard University campus was left a littered mess on election night when those Kamala supporters went away disappointed. Awful treatment of a campus. They couldn't find a trash bin?
Amazing.
Also, regarding demons, I froze the screen on Kamala's concession speech, quote-unquote, and saw the crowd. They looked like androgynous AI-generated versions of the same person. Demons may appear androgynous for the purpose of mocking God's design. Male and female's unique and different looks. They may look like, they may take many forms, but the trans and androgynous look is very purposeful, erasing man and woman for their God-given perfections.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thank you, Anna.
PSW. 10 coffees, Sweden.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate
Shout out.
Your support. Yeah.
Famous Amos bought a coffee. Jesse, have you ever done the Trump dance to the tune of YMCA?
I have not.
Also, I've been singing. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain. Telling me just what a fool I've been. Ever since you sang it, toe tapper and a knee slapper.
The
God
only
bless.
Girl I care about has gone away. Just let me be alone again. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Amazing. Amazing song.
Very nice.
Thank you. And I got to put together the YMCA and Trump.
Right.
I'm not sure about that one. But thank you.
Aries one with a diamond nice shirt, Hank. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I like that shirt. I planned to mention it before. You've proven that the earth is round and not flat, right?
Right. It says obvious globe, and I'm pointing at the beautiful horizon at the beach.
And you're like, whoa!
Yeah. Like the meme characters.
Yeah. How can they get the shirt?
TheHakeReport.com and click on the Teespring link.
Nice.
Olaf.
Thank you.
Olaf Jenkins Jr. bought a diamond. Please keep telling, pardon my stutter, about the Talmud. Thanks, JLP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Zach bought a coffee. Jesse, what is your honest opinions about fast food restaurants? A lot of people saying fast food is evil, but I love Big Macs and McGriddles. Also, Bacon Adams. Any thoughts on fast food?
I personally have no problem with fast food restaurants. If I want to go there and get a meal, I go and get one. If I don't, I don't. I haven't gone to a fast food restaurant in a long time, though. I go and get coffee at McDonald's sometime on the weekend.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Dollar coffee.
Right. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I really haven't gone to a fast food lately. Not because I have anything against them. I just haven't done it. Amazing. Thank you.
Zach meant to say Baconators, not Bacon Adams. What the?
Amazing.
Alpha Neighbor 5 Coffees. I introduced my neighbor kid, Beta Kilo, to you, but he's still a beta. Do I need to say anything or let him be? Beta Neighbor, Beta Kilo.
Yeah, let him be. You've introduced him. That's all you can do. Don't force. Amazing. Thank you.
5 more coffees from Alpha Neighbor. My beta neighbor is super into how he dresses and obsessed with hats. Is that Alpha or Beta?
Beta! Amazing. Thank you.
April Coffee. Hey, y'all again. My husband and I had a wait and see regarding the election. We're pleased with the outcome.
Right on.
Which is the great white hope. have to say today, Jesse?
Oh, man, I'm about to do a rush.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
That's right. Amazing.
Angband Art, imagine a big, dark prison in my mind, I do. And I lock all my demons in there. Is there a practical use of imagination or insanity? My girlfriend bats away thoughts with an imaginary tennis racket. Is this a method you approve of?
Whatever works, you just need to be aware of them. Be aware and do nothing else but be aware. Amazing. Thank you.
Forgive yo mama gave a heads up that I passed along to Nick, the anchor baby. He tried calling in, but the lines were busy. Anyhow, love y'all. Have a fantastic weekend. Can I ask, what does the Great White Hope have to say today?
And I appreciate your support.
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
Heart demand, words will never be violent. It's the same thing as when you say guns are not violent. It's the people who are violent.
I rest my case. No such thing as a violent word.
But if you threw a Webster dictionary at me, it's going down. Love, God bless y'all, Jesse and crew.
No such thing as a violent word, believe me. Amazing. It's the people.
April, hey y'all, the dozens was the game when we would roast folks in middle school. Yo mama is so fat.
Yeah.
And then we would go back and forth. Hashtag Gen X. Tell me about the good old days.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sion's Coffee. Jesse Hake is going to sell y'all to a cotton picking plantation now that the white man took over.
Right
yes,
on.
All three of y'all, including Nicolas. He is a brown anchor baby too. All y'all be picking cotton in 102 degree weather in Alabama. No, Massa Hake, no.
And when my master said he sit, I said, yes, Master, we sit. Thank you, Sion.
Shout out to
amazing.
Bill West, Olaf, Aries 1, Kilo Alpha Tango, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew. Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys. I do believe... Oh, Kelly bought a coffee with a nice voice message. I'll send that to you, Jesse.
What?
Kelly bought a nice coffee with a message. And we got to wrap it up.
Thank you, Kelly.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
I am so excited. Thank you all for your support. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then at 12 noon, brand new episode of The Fall of State, 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. Get on that straight and narrow. Just stay there. Really. Kingdom of heaven is within. Seek it first, and all will be added. Thank you all so much. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com's in prayer. I'll see you on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from amazon.com, all right?